In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So it's been interesting. I have to tell you a little backstory about this. Many don't know this. Jen is all too well aware of it. My brain does not shut off. I always have thoughts and everything else swirling around my head. It is so bad that when I sleep at night, I actually have to play either music or a movie to give my mind something to focus on so that it can shut down enough to go to sleep. Sometimes all of that swirling ends up being beneficial, such as the case yesterday as I thought pondering through the week about the readings that we have today. And in years past, you know, I've done Christ the King as what it is to be king. I've got a little different take on it this year. And I hope you find it advantageous yourselves. I know I found it very advantageous for myself. It goes without saying, in the last several years, we have seen a number of, we'll call them oddities. We've seen the destruction of history, both good and bad. Pulling down of statues, denying things that were a core part of what makes us us. We have seen the divisions in politics, the divisions in thought processes and everything else. And I began to think along the lines of, how do you talk about Christ in this environment? How do you proclaim Christ dead and risen to people that are erasing history? Which actually led me down another path. Is Christ your king? We hear in Scripture about where your treasure is, there too will your heart be. We have a cycle in the church calendar that is constantly reminding us. As in this case, we're getting ready to enter into the season of Advent, a time of anticipation. These readings are to remind us what is on the other side of that anticipation. But how do we interact? Where is our heart? Do you talk about Christ amongst yourselves only in this church with other people that know that you are Christian? Or do you go out into the world and say something about it? Now, make no understanding, I'm not calling anybody out and I'm not questioning you. But I want you to ask yourselves that. Through the course of a week, where do you find your mind going? Do you find it going to Trump and Clinton and politics? Do you find it going to current events? Do you find it going to cares and concerns? All of those things should be thought about, yes. You know, all of those things are on the normal person's mind. But where do the majority of your thoughts lie? When you meet someone on the street, is your first thought, he's made in the image of Christ? Or is it, I wonder if he's a Trump or a Clinton supporter? Is your first thought, she's made in the image of Christ? Or I wonder if I'm going to be called racist? Is your first thought, that person there is made in the image of Christ? Or I wonder if he's going to shoot me? Do you see what I'm getting at? We talk about Christ the King. And we've got many different ways of trying to explain something that we only barely understand. At best, I think one of the ways that I hit on that we can understand this is Jen and I were watching classic movies the other day on the Turner Classic Movies bit. And one of the ones that they had on was Arthur. The Legend of King Arthur. The very old one, the one done in the 30s. which is still a wonderful movie. But as I'm sitting there watching it, I'm thinking to myself, there was a time in our world where we understood what kings were. You see that in stuff like the legend of King Arthur. Those are Henry's men. Those are King Henry's men. Those are Mordred's people. You knew that by the colors that they wore and the actions that they did, right? Cowboy movies, the good guys wore white hats, the bad guys wore black hats, right? We have this understanding, but we spend so much time trying to erase it. So when people encounter you, what do they see? Do they see you and say, that's got to be a disciple of Christ? Or do they say, he's a Trump supporter, she's a Clinton supporter, he's on the right, that one's on the left, he works for the NRA, she works for the Women's March? Is that what they see? Is that what they're supposed to see? No, that's not what they're supposed to see. Where our heart is, there too shall our treasure be. What good does it do to profess your faith to a group of people that has the same faith? Are you a Christian only in the church? Is you attending church the only way that people know that you are a disciple of Christ? Is Christ King one day a week? They're very interesting thoughts. You know, we have such a rich, again, history of things like St. Francis and his sayings. A man so compassionate that he gives a sermon to the birds so that the birds do not suffer the fall of creation. That they are given hope. We have Francis's saying, preach the gospel at all times and in all places, and when necessary, use words. We have Paul saying, I desire to know only Christ and Him crucified. Excuse me. We have Hildegard of Bingen. All is well, and all is well, and all will be well. All right, Jill. I knew I was going to get it wrong. I was waiting for you. Which one is it?
Julian.
Julian of Norwich. Now, ask me why I get those two mixed up every single time. And I will tell you that I don't know. But I know that it was said. I know that those are things and patterns of thoughts of people that have gone before us. I know that that is a part of our history and a good part of it. I know that those sayings came out of the understanding that Christ is in fact their king. And that is what they showed the world. I find it incredible that we ignore this and believe that we ignore this at our peril. So, what is Christ the King? Is Christ our King in this building alone? Or is He someone that we follow? And if we follow Him, how do we show that to others? That's a question that I think we need to ask, regardless of how faithful or how strongly we believe that Christ is in fact our King, because the rules of the world have changed. How do we go into the world especially in America, that has never known a king, and express this concept. How do we do that? Should we even try? I really hope you immediately answered yes in your head on that one, by the way. But these are questions that we need to ask ourselves. We are so embattled and embroiled in hatred and self-importance that our king falls by the wayside in many cases. There are no more white hats and black hats to tell who's the good guy and who's the bad guy. All of that falls away. The one thing that doesn't is the example in Arthurian legend of those are Henry's men. Those are Mordred's men. These are Christ's men. These are Christ's people. We know that because of how they act and how they speak. They show the world who they belong to. Always willing to give. Always willing to pray. Always willing to speak into a situation. Always denying themselves and knowing only Christ and Him crucified, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.